hunters bagged 104 moose in Unit 3, the second highest harvest in recent memory.
The highest on record occurred in 2009 when 109 moose were taken in the local hunt, and that was the first year that the antler restrictions were liberalized to allow the harvest of bulls with two brow tines on both antlers.
Rich Lowell is the area wildlife biologist for Fish and Game in Petersburg.
One thing that was of interest, you know, with this hunt, in recent years at least, the highest producing area within the hunt area has been Kuprinoff Island, which has led the hunt with the number of animals taken for a number of years. This year, the Stikeen actually regained the top spot for producing moose in this hunt.
Hunters took 36 moose on the Stikeen, up from an average of 22 moose in recent years. It's the highest harvest from the river going back to 1990. Lowell says there are several reasons for the high harvest.
The Central Panhandle region experienced a relatively mild winter last winter with below average snowfall, and this likely contributed to good overwinter survival of moose. Another factor, the Central Panhandle moose population continues to increase in both distribution and abundance, and we now have moose occupying all of the major islands of Unit 3.
Lowell also says more people may have hunted moose this season. Hunters took 35 moose on Kuprinoff Island, 13 on Mitkoff Island, and 5 at Thomas Bay. Wrangell Island's take was 4. Farragut Bay and Kuyu Islands was 3. Port Houghton had 2, and Virginia Lake, Wawoodski Island, and Zarembo Island each had 1 moose. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.